Mike, do you think Ty Montgomery has maybe cleared a hurdle that he hadn't cleared in the last several weeks?
Well, Ty Montgomery's definitely cleared a hurdle that he hasn't cleared in prior weeks. I mean, he's practicing, so so far so good. We'll see what he can do today.
When it comes to stacking success for a young guy like Richard Rodgers, in terms of what you want to see from him down the stretch, building off the performance he did last week, I mean, what do you hope to see from him?
Be consistent in your route running and take advantage of your opportunities. I mean, that's the point of the season we're in. And he's had a lot of opportunities. We've asked a lot from him, and just want everybody to be consistent.
Mike, where do you think you?
Oh, sorry. What do you think the extra day of practice has done for you? You got the Monday practice and then working in here.
It helps you in two areas. It helps you in your preparation for Dallas, and it gives you more time to work on fundamentals. So that's what the plan is, and so far we've executed it, and today's the most important practice. It'll be our padded work.
Mike, what's the biggest challenge when you have a lot of moving parts on your offensive line?
Whew. I mean, a lot of challenges. I mean, that group has to, be in sync in everything they do, starting with the cadence, the pre-snap communication, everything. So moving parts up front is a huge challenge.
Watched the Washington game.
Yes.
It looked like they blitzed a lot more than they have throughout the year. Does that change your preparation at all when a team kind of goes out of character a little bit?
You know, we always spend a lot of time on the blitz. It's a philosophy of ours. We prefer when people blitz us. I think our quarterback rating and production versus pressure over the years reflects that. So we've gone back and dig up pressures from the past when you run into a coordinator that may not have shown a lot of blitz to that point. So I mean, it's regardless of who we play, we pretty much spend the same amount of time on pressure. Because it's obviously a big play opportunity. The defense is seeking, but from an offensive perspective, we think it's a potential big play opportunity for us.
Well, I don't know the numbers, but Mike, it looks like your tackles for losses on early down runs are way up this year. Is that the case, and what's going on?
Well, you're talking about on offense or defense?
Your defense is producing a lot more TFLs. Yeah.
Well, good. No, it is. No, I'm just kidding. But I think the defensive run defense, as far as what we're – the opportunities we're giving our players is being reflected in that statistic. So whether, one of our elephants is ramming and just really, the recognition of formations and getting in the tune with the flow of the game of how they're trying to run the ball, what complements the run, what's coming next, and so forth. So I think we're definitely – playing with better technique and fundamental, but I think our anticipation of what the offense is trying to do to us is higher than it's been in the past.
Hey, Mike, I don't know how specifically you looked at that third and one play early in the game against Detroit. I think it was a toss to James that got stopped. But just at third and ones in general, what has to – is it up front? Is it all start there? What has to happen with those third and one plays?
Yeah, I mean, it's third and one. You have to get a yard. Biggest thing is you got to cover them up on up front. Can't have mental mistakes. Can't have free hats. Can't have penetration. So, and with that, good backs like we have will go get you a yard. So, we need to be cleaner in that situation. I think that's obvious.
What do you think of the job that Sam Shields has done?
I think Sam's having an excellent year. I mean, really, since he's bounced back from his injury, he's playing a lot of confidence. He's tackling much better. I think Sam's playing probably the best football of his career.
Mike, I know obviously when you made the switch with Clay last year during the bye, it was out of necessity, but what do you think of the job he's done sort of maturing in that inside position and kind of developing over this past year from what he's
done? I think Clay's done a remarkable job. I think just really having the opportunity to go back in April and start from square one at the inside linebacker position and spend the littlest time as necessary at the outside linebacker position, just to keep up on things there. So I think he's a totally different player just for the wide range of, responsibility and capabilities that he gives us. So he's an impactive, he's just such a destructive player. And you know, he causes a lot of disruption, and that's, you know, a big benefit for our defense.
Rogers was saying yesterday he wished it was going to be a little colder on Sunday. You kind of feel the same way?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm sure the people from Texas like the weather. Forecast. You never know.